is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Charges have been announced against the suspect in the killings of two Israeli embassy staffers outside a Jewish museum in Washington, D.C. CBS's Anna Schechter.
The suspect was charged with murder of foreign officials, causing the death of a person through the use of a firearm, and two counts of first-degree murder. And remember, those first-degree murder charges could carry up to the death penalty.
Court documents show the suspect told police he did it for Palestine and Gaza. Loved ones say Yaron Leshinsky, an Israeli Christian, planned to propose to Sarah Milgram, an American Jew, in Jerusalem next week. Miriam Waba was a friend of Leshinsky's.
Throughout his whole day, he was a diplomat with his friends. He was a diplomat at work. He was a diplomat. And he was just the best guy to have around.
Life's been upended in a San Diego neighborhood by a small plane crash that killed at least three of the six people on board. Everyone on the ground survived, but many are displaced.
I open the door. I see my neighbor's car explode. Stuff is on fire. First thing I do is run upstairs, grab my children, my wife.
Investigators say the plane hit a power line in heavy fog. Among the victims, a music executive and a former drummer for a metal band. President Trump is ratcheting up his battle with Harvard. The administration's revoking the Ivy's ability to enroll international students. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
I think there would be some First Amendment questions as to whether or not the government is essentially pulling levers, picking winners and losers based on the speech of a private institution.
A record number of people are expected to kick off the summer season by getting away. Here's correspondent Wendy Gillette.
AAA predicts more than 45 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home this Memorial Day weekend, which would break a record. And over 3 million people will fly, a 2% boost over last year. A stress point could be Newark Airport in New Jersey, after a shortage of air traffic controllers brought flight limits. Alexa Bernstein was departing from Newark.
If there aren't any challenges, I'll be pleasantly surprised.
A French court is set to render a verdict in a high-profile trial involving a reality TV star. CBS's Elaine Cobb from Paris.
The prosecution has called for sentences up to 10 years for the nine men and one woman accused of robbing $10 million worth of Kim Kardashian's jewelry. Two of the accused, whose DNA was found at the scene, have admitted their part in the heist.
Dow futures are down 53. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a statewide honor today for a longtime Racine rep. Governor Tony Evers has ordered flags to fly at half-staff statewide today to honor former state representative James Rooney. The tribute recognizes Rooney's decades of service to the state and his hometown. Rooney was a 1953 graduate of St. Cat's, a lifetime member of the Racine Yacht Club, an Army veteran, and holder of several public offices. A massive Christian burial is being celebrated today at St. Joseph Catholic Church. Rooney passed away May 3rd at the age of 89. The Kenosha County school aide charged with numerous child sex crimes is competent to stand trial. There will only be one trial now for Anna Crocker, with Racine County yesterday allowing charges there to be refiled in Kenosha County so that charges from both jurisdictions can be tried at the same time. A competency review was ordered earlier this year at the defense's request. Crocker faces a total of 12 felony charges across both cases in both counties. She was an educational assistant at Riverview Elementary in Silver Lake. After voters rejected a $2.25 million referendum this spring, the Raymond School District is making some adjustments. Find out how that district is dealing with cutbacks online. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit RacineYachtClub.org for more info.
A big night for yelling. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers managed to get a win despite a long rain delay. They beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-5. Christian Yelich, who was just 2-for-34 in his last at-bats, hit two home runs with four runs batted in to break out of his slump.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. Pretty tough start to the year and been grinding, and, but it's part of the game, you know. And, you know, these guys have been trying to pick me up all year with finding ways to score runs, and nice to see some stuff pay off.
NFL, after a week of team workouts, it's the Packers' annual softball game tonight, started by Brett Favre, then hosted by Donald Driver, and now Jordan Love.
We're excited. My second year, kind of helping run the show. I know last year Donald was a big part of it, and he kind of passed the torch, which is pretty cool. So it's going to be 25th anniversary is pretty special. Obviously, the game's been going on for a long time, so to be able to, you know, take the torch and kind of just carry it and keep it going.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Tired of living with pain? Pope Family Chiropractic believes your body deserves to feel its best naturally. They offer fast and effective relief for headaches, sciatica, back pain, and can also give you a complete care plan to address a wide range of symptoms. Pope Family Chiropractic accepts most insurances, but also offers cash discounts for uninsured or high deductibles. Stop by to book your same-day appointment at Pope Family Chiropractic, located at 414 6th Street, downtown Racine, or look them up at drpope.net. Relief is just a call away.
We have a pretty nice Memorial Day weekend coming up. Plenty of sunshine. Highs will be in the mid to upper 50s here through the weekend. Today, partly cloudy with a high of 54 this afternoon. Tonight, down to 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. We'll get to 57 on Sunday and Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
And something else I don't understand. Please, the death row. Death row. They're going to tell you today they're going to kill you and expect you to be there. We all... We all know we gonna die, but we don't know the date. They give you the date. I'm coming to get you next Thursday. So don't plan nothing the rest of the week. They give you a calendar and the rest of the prisoners just be messing with you. So what you doing this Friday? Oh, that's right, you ain't even gonna be here.
Magic. If the music is groovy, it makes you feel happy like Bastard Love and Spoonful. Do you believe in magic? 610 local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. A news anchor, a TV news anchor in Schenectady, New York, named Olivia Jackwith, went into labor just before her morning newscast Wednesday, this past Wednesday. She still anchored the show, said her contractions weren't that close together. She'd rather be at work than at the hospital. Haven't heard an update yet. We wish her well, but man, what a trooper. It's going to be sunny today with a high near 56. I get a little bellyache. I'm going home. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 41, sunny tomorrow with a high near 54, sunny on Sunday with a high near 57. Right now, it is sunny. It's 42 degrees right here at Radio Park. Got the zombies for you now. Time of the season, WRJ.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the sun to
promised lands
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for loving.
What's your name? Who's your daddy?
He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell him to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for. Who's your daddy? He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
And roll Hall of Famers, the Zombies, time of the season. Local news, time to sit to WRJN. Sunny today, sunny tomorrow, sunny Sunday, sunny Memorial Day. Isn't that beautiful? I love it. Sunny 42 degrees right now here at Radio Park. If you're looking for a reason not to do drugs, here it is. A 29-year-old guy in Vancouver had to be rescued after he jumped off a bridge into a river. Wasn't trying to kill himself. Told the cops he was just on meth and someone dared him to jump. Again, a great reason not to do drugs. Hey, if you're just waking up now, look at that beautiful sunshine. What a gorgeous morning. Enjoy it right here with WRJN and the Rascals.
It's a beautiful.
Just
Yes, it is a beautiful morning. That sun is shining bright. I'm so happy now when I leave the house at 4:45 in the morning. It's not pitch dark anymore like the dead of winter. That was depressing. This is really nice. The way it is now, I have some sunshine. I have some life in the morning. The birds are chirping. The rabbits are running. The lions and tigers are loose. Deer running all over the place. The giraffes are running down the block. Beautiful morning. Hey, who would you say has the better social life, you or your dog? A doggy daycare place polled 2,000 owners. Almost two-thirds said their dog has a more attractive social life than they do. 63% said their dog gets to hang out with its friends more than they do. Friends meaning other dogs that they might, you know, see on walks or at the park. 54% said their dog has a friend group. And 69% said their dog has a best friend. You know, the more I thought about it, I think my dogs all had a better social life than me. I think my hamster and my parakeets and my cockatiels had a better social life than me.
Beat. I'm Pete Schwabe. The summer box office kicks into high gear this weekend with two huge releases squaring off for your hard-earned money. Let's start with The Granddaddy, which is the final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, at least for now. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning continues the story from 2 years ago, where we left with a train hanging off a cliff. The film is pulling about an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes because some critics apparently don't know how to party. Not to be outdone, the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch also opens this weekend and is also anticipating massive returns at the gate. In the film, which is pulling a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, a fugitive alien helps a young Hawaiian girl heal her dysfunctional family. If you're looking for some good old-fashioned, cringeworthy adult comedy, check out the film Friendship, which goes into wider release this weekend. If you're in a small town, you might have to road trip for the laughs, but it might be worth it as it's pulling a 90% on RT. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Start your long holiday weekend with big savings at WRJN Big Deals. Our Memorial Day weekend sale is on through Monday. Take an extra 15% off your entire order at checkout. No coupon code needed. Shop, save, and support your favorite local businesses with discounted gift certificates, perfect for summer fun. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and start saving today with WRJN Big Deals.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
The Racine Raiders return home on Saturday, March 24th for 90s night at historic Horlick Field. The Raiders are winners of 30 straight games and look to extend that streak against their rivals from the South, the Illinois Cowboys. The Raiders will honor the 1995 National Championship team and play great music from the 90s all night long. The Raiders, Saturday, May 24th at 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Field. Be there.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their home. There's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. Silver from the north of Spain, a locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Glass from 1972. Brandy, local news, fine. What is it? Local news, timeless hits. I almost said fineless hits. Timeless hits, WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, 1400, the legendary frequency everywhere. It's 626, looking for sunshine today with a high near 56. Partly cloudy tonight, 41 the low. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 54. Sunny on Sunday, 57 the high. And Memorial Day, Monday, sunny with a high near 58. Just gorgeous weather right through Memorial Day. Don't you love it? Right now it's cloudy. The sun is trying to come through. Cloudy, 42 degrees right here at Radio Park. There's a TikTok going viral. A woman says she always introduces herself on the phone when calling places like a restaurant to make a reservation. Her friends say no one does that. For what it's worth, in the comments section, a call center worker said she loves it when people introduce themselves up front. But another person who's a receptionist for 10 years says she makes fun of people who do that because, quote, "Why do I care? Just tell me what you need." Oh, and that begs the question, by the way, do you introduce yourself if it's AI at the other end of the phone? I'm trying to think. Do I? No, I don't think I do. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Do I introduce? I don't think I introduce myself.
Here's my story. It's sad but true. About a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around.
keep away from a run around 2 a.m. Yeah. My miss the lips and the smile on her face. The touch of my hand and this girl's one embrace. So if you don't want to cry like I do, I keep away from a run around 2 a.m. Keep away from a runner out to a pit. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she loves you and she'll put you down. Now, people, let me put you wise. She goes out with other guys. Here's the moral and a story from that guy who knows.
Dion from Dion of the Belmonts on his own there, run around Sue. 6:29, local news, timeless hits, where it's time for Odd But True. Saddam Hussein, remember him? He used Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You as his campaign re-election song in 2002. I guess it was effective. He won with 100% of the vote. 6:30 on the noggin right now. Let's check our morning news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Oak Creek and Kenosha County are set to become home to two new natural gas power plants from We Energies. It follows unanimous approval from the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. The utility says the projects, which will break ground this year, are part of a broader plan to replace aging plants and invest in cleaner energy sources. We Energies claims the Oak Creek plant will significantly cut carbon emissions, but critics from environmental groups say the decision locks Wisconsin into decades of fossil fuel use. The addition is expected to help feed power into Microsoft's Racine County data center. Flags across Wisconsin will be flown at half-staff today, honoring a longtime state rep from Racine. Earlier this month, former state representative James Rooney passed away. Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order ordering the flag tribute for today, the same day in which services will be held in his memory. Rooney passed away May 3rd at the age of 89. People in Kenosha might be interested in one recent action in Madison. There's an attempt to delineate the line between a riot and a protest. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The legislation received significant opposition earlier this month in the State Assembly's Judiciary Committee and was not given a committee vote on Wednesday. Democrats Ryan Clancy of Milwaukee and Andrew Heisel of Sun Prairie were pleased, calling the bill legal overreach that could be used against legitimate protests. The bill's author, Two Rivers Republican Shay Sortwell, accused them of falsely claiming the bill was pulled from Wednesday's agenda when a vote hadn't officially been scheduled. Committee Chair Representative Ron Tussler told WisPolitics in a statement that the bill, in its current form, has constitutional common sense and enforcement issues and will not receive a vote until those are addressed.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
So with Memorial Weekend on the horizon, I'm going to take a guess that some of you might actually be going camping. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. Well, if you're planning on camping near a farm, you might want to take a look at some Wisconsin regulation related to that farm. Sheila Everhart, executive director of the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, says even innocent farmers that are allowing you to pitch a tent on their land could fall victim to an outdated piece of state legislative law.
Well, we are working on changing legislation that was changed in 2017. Previously, if you had 0 to 3 sites, you did not need a campground license. Farmers are not campgrounds. People who want a farm stay on a farm are different clientele than those that want to go to a campground. And we are looking at the flexibility and the opportunity for small family farms to be able to generate a little additional revenue stream.
That's Sheila Everhart, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. She says, as it stands right now, under Wisconsin law, farms that have four or more campsites, or even those with one to three, if advertised as a campground, fall under the oversight of the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, would require permits as well as inspections.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
And reaction came swift yesterday from farm organizations and commodity groups after the Make America Healthy Again Commission released their report. From the International Dairy Foods Association, they said that they are hoping that the commission develops its strategy to tackle childhood chronic disease and urge the commission to embrace sound science and evidence throughout the process. More to come. I'm Pam Yonke.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
We have a pretty nice Memorial Day weekend coming up. Plenty of sunshine. Highs will be in the mid to upper 50s here through the weekend. Today, partly cloudy with a high of 54 this afternoon. Tonight, down to 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. We'll get to 57 on Sunday and Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
You know, I've been obsessed my whole life with staying in shape and you know, working out and everything. But I'm telling you, I'm 40. In another 40 years, I'll be 80. There's no stopping it. I'm at a crossroads now. I'm thinking about maybe I should just start drinking and eating everything I want to eat. Because, you know, when you're 22, when you hurt something, it's probably because you did something, huh? I got the flu this year. I start coughing. I pull the muscle. I go and get my eyes checked. And I've always had amazing vision, really good vision. And I go to get my eyes checked, and the doctor says, one eye's gone bad. How does one eye go bad? I don't remember overusing one eye. You guys want to play some ball? Let's play some ball. No, I'm saving this one till I'm 40.
Oh,
Sharp, Ride. Remember the pony? No, you don't? That's been a long time ago. Wasn't one of the biggest dance crazes ever. It's local news. Timeless hits for you, WRJN. It is 6:39. Looking for sunshine today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. Right through the Memorial Day holiday. Wow. Currently, it's some cloudiness out there. Sun is shining through, though. 42 degrees right here at Radio Park. You know, here's another list of things everyone has experienced, but no one will talk about. Like saying, huh? For the fourth time and still not hearing what someone's saying. Having a temporary snack while you're trying to decide which other snack you want. I think I've done that a million times. And thinking you're done with the dishes, and then you look around and there's one last pot on the stove you missed. Every day that happens to me. It's 6:40 at WRGN. Coming up in the next hour, we've got tickets to give away to Legally Blonde at the Racine Theater Guild. I'll have a pair of tickets to give away. That's coming up in the next hour right here at WRJN. But first, let's look at the traffic here this morning. Whoa. It's busy. Soul Survivors Expressway to your heart.
I've been trying to get to you for a long time. Took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. You fellas started to shower. You with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. I can find. It's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. Caught in the rush hour, this fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
Time to sit to WRJN. It's 6:42. Is this brilliant or is it boring? A British grocery store chain is launching a wedding gift package featuring only useful stuff like toilet paper, toothpaste, and trash bags. Yeah, that's what you want to do. Show up at a wedding with toilet paper saying, you know, during the pandemic, I bought too much. Here's a couple of six packs for you. Hope you have a nice life. Not just showing up like that. Hey, you may need it, but not for a wedding, eh? Listen, people. Hermits, Hermits, WRJN.
Listen, people, to what I say. I say everybody's got to have their day. And don't you know that everybody's got to love somebody sometime. Everybody's got to win a heart. Everybody's got to love somebody sometime. When you do, I hope you never part. Somebody sometime, but everybody can put. Everybody's got to lose somebody sometime, so take care that you don't lose your heart. Take my advice and you'll always find, and you'll be happy all
So Hermit's Hermits, listen, people, 645, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Just tuning in, we'll check out this weather forecast. Sunny today with a high near 56, partly cloudy tonight, lows 44. And the outlook for Saturday, sunny with a high near 54. Sunday, sunny, high 57. Monday, Memorial Day, sunny with a high near 58. Gets better. Right now, some sun coming through the clouds. It's 42 degrees right here at Radio Park. If still not ready to trust your kids to mow your lawn, would you trust artificial intelligence to do it? There's another robot mower on the way that uses AI technology to mow your lawn. It's called Lawnmeister. It's kind of like a Roomba for your lawn. It can navigate around pets, toys, even dog poop in the grass. I like it. How much is it? 646 at WRJN. Coming up in the next hour, we've got tickets to give away to this.
Oh my God, you guys. Legally Blonde continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Elle Woods is totally in love with Warner until he dumps her to attend Harvard Law. Determined to win him back, Elle ditches fashion magazines for law books and gets accepted to Harvard too. Tackling stereotypes, statutes, and scandal, she defies expectations and proves herself to the world in this fabulously fun and inspiring musical. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help. Serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth Counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bago, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape, disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
WRJN.
Watch it.
Flash got the Stones, Jumpin' Jack Flash. You know, it was made into a movie starring Whoopi Goldberg. I didn't see it. I don't think anybody saw it. I think it got, like, really bad reviews and didn't make any money. Jumpin' Jack Flash, Stones. Hey, it's 6:53, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Back in 2002, Robert Plant from the group Led Zeppelin heard a disc jockey on the radio say that his radio station would never play Stairway to Heaven again. Stairway to Heaven again, one of the biggest songs from Led Zeppelin, of course. If listeners donated enough money to the radio station. So Robert Plant called in and donated enough money to keep it from ever being played again. Okay.
Forget him. Forget him.
Forget him if he doesn't love you.
Forget him if he doesn't care. Don't let him tell you that he wants you, 'cause he can't give you love which isn't there.
Little girl, he's never dreaming of you.
He'll break your heart, you'll wait and see.
What, 2022, I think, yeah. Bobby Rydell. He made one movie. He made a lot of TV shows, but he only made one big movie, and it was a big one. It was Bye Bye Birdie, the musical with Dick Van Dyke and Anne Margaret, and he co-starred. He had a big role in the film, too. He played Anne Margaret's boyfriend in the film. He had a bunch of songs he had to sing, and it was a good movie, Bye Bye Birdie, based on the Broadway musical. If you haven't seen it, it's really a fun, fun movie. All right. Just when you thought you had it made in the shade, forget about those four-day work weeks. In a new survey of about 800 business leaders, 9% say their company now plans to institute a six-day work week for some employees this year to increase revenue and productivity. Now, that five-day work week doesn't seem that bad now, does it? You're griping about it, but it's better than 6 days. I remember when I had to work six. I remember when I worked 7 days a week. Yeah, when I first started the radio, I did overnights, midnight to 6 a.m., 7 nights a week. No days off. Here come the Four Seasons now.
I can see there ain't no room for me. You're only holding out your heart in sympathy. If there's another man, then girl, I understand. Go on and take his hand. And don't you worry about me. I'll be blue and I'll be crying too. But girl, you know. What good is all my pride? If all your love is died, go on and ride. And don't you worry about me. I'll be
Columbus 17, Four Seasons, local news, Tamla's hits WRJN. Plenty of sunshine right through Memorial Day. Right now, sunny, 42 degrees at Radio Park. Clouds in the air, but you can see the sun through those clouds. It's 6:59. What would you like science to invent? They asked the question. Here's what people came up with. The winner, a pill that cures all illnesses. That's followed by wrinkle-free clothing. Really? Self-driving cars, we already have that, robot maids, and a time machine. Wrinkle-free clothing is second. All right, a time machine. I just saw this wonderful video on YouTube. It was a cardboard time machine. And the way they had it situated, it looked real good. They had preschoolers walking into the time machine from the right and high school seniors walking out on the left. It was really, really good. I mean, it looked like here's the little toddlers going in and coming out, you know, men and women, high school seniors. I thought it was brilliant. Then on ABC World News, they had something even more brilliant. They actually had these sixth graders record questions they wanted to ask their older selves. So all these, you know, sixth graders had a list of questions. They recorded them. And those kids, when they were graduating from high school, got to watch the recordings of themselves asking questions, and now they had to answer questions from their younger selves. It was brilliant. I mean, it was fascinating to watch. 7 o'clock on the nose. Let's check our news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A vigil in Washington, D.C. for a young couple gunned down outside a Jewish museum. Yaron Leshinsky had planned to propose to Sarah Milgram in Jerusalem next week. A vigil was also held in Kansas, where Milgram grew up. Rabbi Zalman Teichtel.